AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump defied a judge in New York by speaking in court during closing statements in his civil fraud trial. He called the proceedings a fraud on him. Then the judge cut off his microphone. The judge had refused to let Trump speak during the closing statements. Outside the courtroom, Donald Trump aired his grievances.
They owe me damages for what they've done. We have a great company. We're a very innocent company. We did everything right. They have no witness against us other than Michael Cohen, who's a discredited felon.
The judge has decided some of the key issues before testimony began. In a pretrial ruling, he found Donald Trump had committed years of fraud by lying about his riches on financial statements. The government says higher prices for energy and housing boosted overall inflation in December. A sign the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to a 2% target will not be a smooth one. After 24 seasons and six Super Bowl titles, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he is moving on. He says the decision was mutual.
There's so many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here.
But the Patriots ended the season 4-13. Federal prosecutors in Chicago are recommending a 28-year prison sentence for an American woman who pleaded guilty to helping kill her mother and stuffing the body in a suitcase during a luxury vacation at a Bali resort nearly a decade ago. The Pentagon's internal watchdog says he will review the secrecy surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and why the Defense Department waited days to tell the White House that he had transferred authority to his deputy. Relatives of civilians killed in a kibbutz in southern Israel during the October attack by Hamas are demanding the military immediately investigate signs some may have been killed by Israeli security forces. This is AP News. Warning signs were missed in the deadly mass shooting late last year in Lewiston, Maine. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Army reservist Sean Hodgson was best friends for almost 20 years with the man who fatally shot 18 people in Maine in October. They also served in the Army together. 6 weeks before the mass shooting, Hodgson sent a text to their Army supervisor about Robert Card, which read, quote, "I believe he's going to snap and do a mass shooting."
I knew he was going to do something bad because he was deteriorating in his mental health.
Stephanie Sherman is an attorney who represents families of the victims.
There was a whole batch of problems that they quickly could have gotten an order to confiscate the guns.
Card killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston before killing himself. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.